Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. That's what's called coming in dry, Stephen. That's called coming in dry.
Yeah, I taught you that.
You taught me that?
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. I knew somebody taught me that. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie, who taught me that, apparently. And we have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board today, as she does every day now.
Yes, every week.
Joining the crew, the A-team. Before we move on, just for a quick little shout-out. You probably have noticed that Sean Kelly has been absent from the program for the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
And we haven't said anything about it. And the reason being that Sean will come on air here in the weeks to come and get back on the wagon and in the groove on the team. And he will tell you why he hasn't been on for the last few weeks. And I don't want to steal his thunder, so we will leave it up to him. When he's good and ready, he will come on and tell us. Mm-hmm. However, in the meantime, there's no reason why we can't do the odd little birthday wish for him.
So he texted me saying, birthday wish for Aaron Kelly, 29, love dad. 2 weeks vacation on me.
2 weeks vacation?
Yeah, I don't even get that here.
Holy mackerel. You guess you don't get that here. All right, there you go. Moving along, the Bay of Quinte, the walleye mecca,
yes,
of the planet, the Bay of Quinte, home of giant walleye. Once a year, thousands of giant walleye congregate in that area. They come in from Lake Ontario and they do their thing in the bay. And for years, people have been going down there, migrating. It's like a pilgrimage, a walleye pilgrimage. They go down to the Bay of Quinte and have at it and try their hand at getting double-digit walleye. And a lot of them, they're bucket list trips that they take down there. One of the guys who's sort of at the apex of that whole fishery has been for years. He's the owner of Merlin Park Cottages and Motel. A good friend of ours, been on the Fish and Canada show several times. His name is Kevin Lavers. He joins us now from the Bay. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Yeah.
How's it going, man?
Very good, thanks, buddy. How are you doing? I heard you had spell there.
Yeah, I had a little event, buddy, but I am doing fantastic. I just got back from my first road trip. I got to tell you, I feel like $1 million. This is, I almost hate to say it. I wish I had the heart attack sooner. It's terrible thing
to
say.
You're laughing about like 2 weeks off, you know, like you need to take more time off, brother.
Oh, yeah, no problem. It's all been written in the book. No problem. How's it going down there, buddy?
Really, I mean, really good. I don't know, but this summer was just amazing for walleye. I've never seen a year class like it. It's like
wow.
Erie. Erie is just on fire right now. Well, yeah. Bay of Quinte is the same.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing fishery. September was limiting out every day. Every day, everybody was limiting out. Trolling,
wow.
Casting, and jigging. Everybody was limiting out. But October, you know, it's tougher in October.
Yeah.
Weather starts to get colder, and but, you know, November, I can't wait for November.
Oh, I know. It sounds funny you saying that, but that's the month, isn't it? That's usually when the real serious guys finally say, okay, move over, everybody. Time for you to go home. We're moving in, because that's when the big boys move in. And we know why, too. So you see it's really good now. September was good. Are we talking bay fish or are we talking lake fish?
Well, right now it's all the local fish.
Okay.
September and not like October. It's still locals. We're starting to get the guides that are trolling October. Weather's getting colder. It's, you know, the bigger ones, occasional 10, 12s are getting caught now.
Okay.
But, November's the big time when it really starts to kick in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, in November, it's hard to find fish that are not double-digit. It's an incredible fishery. Very uncomfortable, very difficult, hard on people. But, boy, I'll tell you, talk about rewarding. It's spectacular. And that's for you. That's Christmas, isn't it? I mean, the month of November for you at Merlin Park Cottages and Motel, I mean, that is Christmas for you.
It is. I mean, my weekends are already fully booked. But That's wow. when guys start to come during the week.
Yeah.
And that's like, it's a different entity. Like, everybody's coming midweek because they don't want the boat traffic.
Yeah.
They just want to catch their double digit.
Yeah.
Go home with a trophy, you know?
Hey, Kevin, let's just talk about those fish for right now. I know there's a great fishery going on right now, and people listening should get down to the Bay of Quinte. They should, you know, get into the area and just have an incredible, it's just an incredible time in the Bay of Quinte. But I want to talk about November. You've been at it. I mean, you've had your finger on the pulse of that fishery ever since I can remember. What are some of the biggest changes that you've seen through the years on those big, big double-digit fish?
Hey, you know what? I've, at 18 years that I've had the park, I've only seen it lately get better.
Wow.
It's never like really gone down. Even like with the water, we had like a shitload of water there last year. And then like 2 years ago, it took away a lot of the sandbanks, parks, like the beaches were underwater.
Yeah.
So that kind of affected us tourist-wise.
Yeah.
You know, in the summertime, it took away a lot of tourists because there's no beach.
Right.
So that affected us, but fishing, more water, more fish. I don't know. It just, the walleye fishing just was, I don't know. Like this year, Erie and Quinte both took off.
Yeah, both have been insane. So tell us, you know, they're when we see those big fish and the local fish and whatnot, maybe people listening might not truly understand what we're talking about. When you say local fish, obviously these are fish that live in the Bay of Quinte their entire cycle. But then once a year, this incredible thing happens. The big boys move in from Lake Ontario, and that's when Bay of Quinte, that's how Bay of Quinte got its name and reputation. Let's be perfectly honest about that. Tell us about those fish.
Jeez.
Why do they come in?
Why? They come in to feed on the shad.
Okay.
The shad are in here. They got to feed before the winter. That's why they're here. They come in just to feed on the big shad. Like tons of shad. They're big, fat, lazy fish that just want to feed on shad. There's thousands of shad in the middle of the bay. And they come in chasing them.
Yeah.
And they got to feed up for the winter. You know.
Now, do they stay there the whole winter period?
No, they're coming from Lake Ontario. The our resident fish are like, you know, 7 to 8 sort of pounders that are here all year.
Yeah.
On the weed edges, October, the weed edges, all the weeds sort of start dying.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get them casting in the weeds. That's what I do in the summer. Yeah. I just cast weed lines. And it's a lot of fun.
Oh, they're fantastic. We've done a couple of shows with you on casting those weed lines. That is an incredible fishery on its own. There's no doubt about it.
I had a lot of fun with you guys casting the weed line.
Yeah, perfect. Well, my friend, you've got you're living in the right place. Let's put it that way. You must have done all the right things in life.
Oh, I've had a good time down here in Menlo Park. But I mean, I bought a place from a guy who's never fished before. So all of a sudden, I was like, let's have some fun in October and November when he used to close down. So.
Crazy, man. Crazy, crazy business. Folks can get more information at MerlinPark.com. That's MerlinPark.com. Like you said, there are openings throughout the week that are still available. People can call up and come in.
Yep. They go to QuinteFishing.com. Those guys, they got those heated boats.
Yeah.
They're great guys. And right now, the only heated boat I have right now is my toe warmers.
Yes. I hear you loud and clear.
These guys, you know, they have barbecues on their boats and everything else. You know what? I like to do my summer casting weed lines, and I'm a kind of a fair weather guy right now. But
can somebody call you or get a hold of you and have you arrange the whole trip for them, including
course,
the guiding?
Of course, no problem. You know, I can help them out. You know, or they can Google it.
Okay. Excellent, Kevin. Pleasure talking to you, my friend, as usual. You take care of yourself and have yourself a wonderful season.
You as well, and talk to you later.
Kevin Labors, Merlin Park Cottages and Motel, Bay of Quinte. It's probably, you know, any serious angler that has been chasing down these giant lake walleye that come in there once a year knows Kevin, knows the operation, knows, has probably stayed at his place many a time. It's kind of the center point for it all. And you can get more information at merlandpark.com, merlandpark.com.